We are the light of the world, and God commands us to uphold justice, to be light in darkness, and to preserve the culture round about us from spoil and decay. It's actually a command of God that Christians not only preach the good news of salvation and redemption, but that Christians are the ones that stand as the salt and the light and the force to preserve justice in the world.
Christ died for your sins, rose again on the third day, and if you repent and trust in Him, God will forgive your sins. At the moment, you're like a man on the edge of a plane, 10,000 feet up, and he's going to flap his arms to save himself. It's not going to work. He needs to trust the parachute. And at the moment, you say, I'm a good person, I'll be fine on judgment day. No, you won't. You're not good. You're like the rest of us. Trust in Jesus Christ alone. Transfer your trust from yourself to the Savior.
I will.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Do you have a Bible at home?
Yes.
Now, you're not laughing at me anymore. Is that because you're thinking seriously about this?
Yes.
And I want to say that so much of what's wrong around us is because we've failed to be salt and light to the culture, and that is our task. One Christian before said something that stuck with me, and I'll never forget it. He says this: the culture around you is the report card of the church. The culture around you is the report card of the church. How are you doing?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
All right.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Solomon's Porch. I'm just so excited and honored to be able to lead you in this episode today. And I hope and pray that you are blessed by this episode, but that you also might be challenged by this episode as well. It's good for us to be challenged. It's good for us to think about different things, and so I hope that I can encourage you and challenge you in some sort of way today. But I'm just going to dive right into this because there's a lot to talk about with this subject here. So I'm just going to dive right into this. Today we are talking about serving the Lord, and not just serving the Lord, but your house serving the Lord. So this episode that I want to do today is kind of geared more towards parents, but also for students as well, so that you can hear what is the expectation of you as a parent and what it means to be a Christian parent as well. And this, of course, is coming from the perspective of a Christian parent, but also from a youth pastor perspective as well. So, you know, being in youth ministry for a little over 10 years total, it's been kind of a journey. I've been able to see a lot of different families, have a lot of different discussions about different things. When it came to this idea of serving the Lord and how should we do that as Christian parents and such. So that's what I want to talk about today. Just talk about the challenging ideas and the challenging concept of how do we balance between the world and the church. How do we balance between being in the world and also being Christ followers as a family? So, because it's a big thing and it's a big deal. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And so the inspiration that came to me for this episode was we had a discussion as a education committee at the church that I serve at, and we were having a discussion about why aren't parents more involved with the youth portion of church? Why aren't parents more involved with the church and more involved with the youth aspect of church? And there's a lot of different reasons why. And so if I touch on a response that I have and a thought that I have, this is not me trying to attack you or anything, but this is something for you to think about and to consider because of the fact that it's important. It's important for our children for them to be in the church. It's important for them to be in Christ. And I'm sad to, I'm not sorry to say this, but the sad reality is that 1 hour a week is not going to cut it. 1 hour a week, or not even that, if they're not a part of youth group yet, if they're in, if they are in, just doing Sunday school, but they don't come to Wednesday night, or if they just come to Wednesday night and they don't come to Sunday school, they're basically only getting a little less than an hour of discipleship or work from the church a week. It's just not cutting it. It does not cut it. So here's the problem. Here's what's going on. So we are in this battle. We're in this war right now because we're in this season where parents want the best for their children. And I have no doubt about that. Every parent wants to see their children or their child succeed in some way. And that's amazing. And that's how it should be. Every parent should be aware and want to see their child succeed. However, this is where we tend to get it wrong, is we start looking at the wrong things that we want our children to be successful at. So what do I mean by this? Well, one of the things that I have talked to many different parents about, and even students as well, is sports. It is very difficult for students today to balance all of their work, all of their study, all of their activities or whatever, and have full-time sports to go along with that. Now I know that there are, you know, there's opportunities, and there are things that can, you know, the scholarships and such that come with sports, and there's a lot of great things that come from sports, and there's no denying that. But I have to ask, where is the priority? Because I know of a few different star collegiate athletes that are stars in their athletics. And I mean, they are just rock stars when it comes to their sports. And yet they still have a very strong relationship with the Lord. But why is that? How is that possible? Well, it's because these individuals make their faith a priority in their life. So yeah, they have their responsibility to their sport. They have their responsibility to school and all of that. But their ultimate responsibility is to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. So some sacrifices need to be made. So instead of going out on a Saturday night with friends or whatever, staying out till 3 o'clock in the morning or what have you, they turn in at about 10, 11 o'clock so that they can get up for worship the next morning. One of the other things that they do is they do daily devotions. They do daily study of God's word. They are in constant prayer. They also, while they are doing their sport, they do it for the glory and the honor of God. So do you see how there is a line there, and there is a way for us to be able to balance all of these things, but we have to be willing to make sacrifices for our kids' faith. We just have to. As Jesus puts it in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now, of course, the context of that is he's talking about money and he's talking about the love of money and such. But the principle behind that goes along with everything that we have in life. Who is number one in your household? Who is number one in your life? Is it your job? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? Is it your sport? Is it this or that? Whatever is number one, that is going to take priority over your life. And your kids are going to see that. And that is why it is so important for us to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ in the home, not just on Sunday morning, but every single day in the home. So how are we encouraging our kids in their walk with Jesus Christ? Well, one of the things that we need to be doing is we as parents need to be walking in step with the Lord every single day. And our kids need to see that. Now, we don't need to do it out of performance, right? But we need to do it in a way that reveals and shows our kids that, yes, this is a priority. So what I see a lot is that parents will tell their kids, nope, you got to go here and you got to go there at church because church is a priority and you need to do this and you need to do that because Jesus is your priority and da 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 da. But then when I ask the parents, well, do you do stuff like that? They go, well, no, I got a full-time job, or it's just hard for me to do this or do that. And my response every time is, well, if you're not going to be willing to put forth the effort in your faith and in your walk with Jesus Christ, why should you expect your child to do the same? We end up playing the hypocrite when it comes to those types of situations where we tell our kids that they need to do this, they need to do that for the Lord, or they need to go to church, or they need to do this or that, but yet we ourselves don't do it. Or we need to do, you know, whatever the case may be. If we're not willing to do it ourselves, we should not expect our kids to do it. So we have to take the first step. We have to be the parents. We are the prime examples. We are the ones that set the tone in the home when it comes to the faith. Joshua 24:15, and this is the best example that we have to revealing how we should raise our children. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So what Joshua is essentially saying here is that the same concept as Jesus explained with you cannot serve two masters was that back in Joshua's day, false idols and false gods were prevalent in the area and of that time. And the people were worshiping and idolizing these false gods and making sacrifices and doing all kinds of different things to these false gods. And they were not worshiping God and they were not serving God in the manner in which he rightfully deserves. And so what Joshua was explaining to the people was the choice is yours. He wasn't going to the kids. He wasn't going to the teenagers. He wasn't going to the grandparents. He wasn't going to this, that. He was looking dead at the parents. And he said, choose this day whom you will serve. Either the gods your father served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Are you going to serve the false gods, or are you going to serve the Lord? So the question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we going to serve the false idols of our public schools, our sports, our activities, our jobs, or are we going to serve the Lord? Now, of course, this looks different for everybody, but again, priority. priority is key. And when I talk about, I'm not just talking about Sunday morning worship, because here's the thing. Sunday morning worship is vitally important in our relationship with Jesus Christ. But if we're just, if that is our only experience that we have with Jesus Christ and we're not doing anything else, we are not going to grow that way. We need to serve God in all capacities every single day. Every single day. But Joshua is not, he is not giving the option to his kids. Notice how in Joshua 24:15, at the end of the verse there, he says, "But as for me and my house," because here's the thing. Joshua understands the creation order, and we as a society are doing away with the creation order, and it's killing our society. It's really killing our marriages. It's killing our parenting. It's killing everything about our society, is the fact that we are getting further and further away from the creation order, which is Christ is the head of the whole house, but the husband is that is also the head of the wife and the children. So Christ is at the top, then comes the husband, then comes the wife, then comes the kids. So husband and wife have authority, but the husband has full authority over the family. But we're getting further and further away from that. But Joshua understood that concept. He knew his role as the father. He understood his role as the husband, the father of the household. So that's why he speaks for his family. But as for me and my house, but as for me, my wife, and my children, we will serve the Lord. We, all of us, as a family, will serve the Lord. Not maybe we'll serve the Lord, we'll sometimes serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord in everything that we do. So my encouragement and my challenge for you parents on this day is get your children involved in the church and get yourselves involved in the church. You need to volunteer for the teaching aspects. You need to do the vacation Bible schools. You need to do the youth groups. You need to do the events. You need to do the chaperoning and all that stuff. Because I know that it's a sacrifice, because you know, you work all day and yet you also have to come and do this thing. Don't think of it as you're working for man or as you're working for the church. Essentially, you're not just doing this to serve the church, you're doing this to serve the Lord himself. I can't tell you how many times that I have gone into situations where I am doing work and I'm going, I would much rather be at home. I would much rather be on my chair. I would much rather be next to the fire, or I'd rather be next to the air conditioner or the fan, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm out in the heat. I'm out in the cold. I'm out here or there. But then I change my attitude by saying, well, I'm not doing this for man. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not doing this for anybody else. I am just simply here as if I'm working directly for the Lord, because that's essentially what I do. I work for the Lord. And so that's the direction that we need to change in our households. We want to serve the Lord as a household. Well, it has to start with the church. It has to start in the home. So as a family, we're going to serve the church. We're going to go and do service some way or another. But I want to encourage you and challenge you, parents. Don't think of this as a, well, my child doesn't do this anymore, so I don't have to do this. I paid my time, I did my share, and now I'm done. Where do you find that in Scripture? You don't. See, what we're essentially doing is we're treating the church as we're treating the school. We think, oh, well, my kid is on the baseball team, on the football team, on the basketball team, on the whatever team. I need to go and volunteer for concessions. I need to go and volunteer for boosters. I need to go and volunteer for this or volunteer for that. But then as soon as my kid is done, well, I wash my hands clean of this thing and I am done. I'm retired. Well, we treat the church that way, but that's not what the church is all about. The church is not just a minimal 18-month, an 18-year sentence, and then you're done. It is a 365-day-a-year commitment of service. Because that's what God has called us to do. So we need to quit treating the church as we treat it as the school or as an organization or, you know, something like that, because it's not an organization. It's a body. It's the church. It's the body of Christ. So brothers and sisters, beloved ones in Jesus Christ, get plugged into the church. If you get plugged into the church, your kids will also get plugged into the church. If they see that mom and dad are involved in the church and that this is a priority for them, they themselves are also going to make it a priority too. You are the example. You set the tone in the household. Fathers, be fathers. Step up to the plate. Lead your families and lead them well. And I'll do some further episodes on the family dynamic and what each member of the family is supposed to do and what their role is and what this looks like, because you're not a dictator. You are a leader, and leaders lead well. So parents, get involved in the church. Get involved in the church. Your kids will get involved in the church. And you and your house will serve the Lord, and it will be glorious. Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast episode. Again, I hope that you were encouraged by it. And we are looking forward to a brand new year of amazing things that are happening in youth group and things that will happen later in the summer. But keep on the lookout for those things. But if you have any questions, you have any concerns, please reach out to me. And I would love to sit down with you and talk with you. But my name is Josh Lucas, and this has been Solomon's Porch. Thank you all so much. Have a blessed day. And as always, be safe and make good choices.